way to dig out your driveway with just the swipe of a finger. TouchPlow is a new app that lets people call a snowplow when they need one. And with about 25 centimeters of snow on the ground, the idea is getting a lot of attention. Ken Dale is the CEO of TouchPlow. He also runs a snow removal company in Barrhaven. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Did you get much sleep?
Nothing a couple of pots of coffee can't fix.
All right. So let's see how this app works. It's been called the Uber for snow plows. How exactly does it work?
Well, it is very similar to Uber. Instead of, calling a driver, you're calling a plow. And I've designed it exactly like Uber right across Canada, where you just download, put in your laneway size. And in fact, if you want to do your mother in Moncton and your aunt in Calgary, you can do that as well just by adding their addresses right here in Ottawa. And then the app actually notifies you when it's going to snow in that city. So you just touch a few buttons, request the time that you want to plow there, and your laneway's done.
And who's doing the plowing?
I've got private snow providers and contractors right across the country. They're licensed, they're insured. We have to make sure they're the proper people. And they're signing up every hour right now, and they have been for 2 months. So they're earning extra money. They're licensed, and it's not like Uber with, the cab industry. These people already have the equipment and the license, and they're just looking for extra money in between their other clients.
So they would obviously tend to the people they have contracts with first, and then in their spare time do this.
Absolutely. They've been going, for 25 hours now. They do. They can look at the app and sort the jobs in order of how close they are to the trucks, which means they can knock off these laneways as they're going about their normal business. There's a lot of education going on. Right now we've probably got 200 or 300 pending jobs out there, but these are from people that overnight have actually just booked it. They're not going to work or they're on holidays or whatever, so these jobs will get done during today when the companies are out tidying up their other laneways.
And you mentioned 4 hours is kind of the time people could expect once they sign up to be able to get the service done?
Well, yeah, 4 hours is a little bit, during this type of storm, 4 hours isn't really reasonable. I think 4 to 12 hours is a reasonable time, when it's snowing. But 4 hours during a heavy storm, that's expecting a lot. During a normal, anything under 10 centimeters, they'll probably be able to fit you in during that four-hour window. They also want to try to time it to catch the city graders when they're in as well.
We mentioned you run a snow removal company in Barrhaven. So does this automatically mean that people in Barrhaven who use the app are going to get one of your plows? Or?
No, not at all. I've got between Metro Snow and Ice in the West End and Appleseed franchise in the Barrhaven area, there's 3,000 customers, and my tractors are really too busy just working through their routes. So, more importantly, I want to provide this to as many small 1 in 5 truck companies as possible so that they can earn the extra money. They're reliable. They're out there. I've had a big request for Uncle Rick, the retired guy with his snowblower, to go out and do jobs. And a little kid was trying to pay for his hockey school. And I'm gonna look at that down the road. Mm-hmm. But my first obligation is I built this for providers right across the country. I'd love to open it up to everybody. But I want to make sure that providers are really, really engaged in the program.
It sounds like a win-win for everyone. But one thing you mentioned stood out for me is that some of these operators are on to 25 hours now. Do you worry at all about lack of sleep?
This is a hard business. This is a really hard business. I can tell you, though, the first snowstorm's the longest. The phones ring like crazy. The second snowstorm, everybody kind of gets it. And, my issue is we'll sign up 500 new customers in the Barrhaven or West End area under Metro. And, so we've got to educate these new people that have never used a snow service that think it's like ordering Swiss Chalet or pizza. We've got to educate them. So over the first 3 snowfalls, the phones literally drop down to nothing as people understand the way the service works. On top of that, I've got to educate a lot of people how to use an app as well. So we've got a large team in the background, in the back end, that help people learn how to download an app for the first time, and then how they learn to understand how the snow business works.
And both the client and the operator are rated at the end of it all.
Oh, that's the beautiful part. The guys want to grab too many jobs, but the app knows when you show up a little bit late. So the minute you show up a little bit late, your rating goes down. So it's self-policing. And basically, the guys with the highest rating get to look at the jobs about 15 minutes before the other guys with lower ratings. So you want to keep your rating up. They can also rate clients. We had an issue in Kingston where he put in a single laneway, and it was a large apartment building with about 15 cars. Now, that driver could have rejected that job and gone about his busy business. But he did the right thing. He plowed it out, and then we surcharged the man a little bit. And let's call it an oversight on the owner's part. But you have to clearly put in your address because you risk the chance of a busy plow driver rejecting it if it's not fair to him.
Well, Ken, I know you're very busy. We hope you catch up on the sleep soon. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, many thank you, Giacomo. Have a good day.
You too. That's Ken Dale, CEO of TouchPlow. It's a recently launched app that connects people with snow removal services on demand.